Let's move to hearing about another piece. It's in the Literature Standard, the festival this weekend. According to the Carers Trust, there are over a quarter of a million young adult carers here in the UK looking after family members with long-term health challenges. There's also a near-invisible economy of young adults working as domestic help within affluent families. Acts of Care is an event this Saturday evening which will see two novelists reading and discussing their work, inspired by these rarely tackled acts of care. Gautam Malkani will read from his novel Distortion, and I spoke to him via Skype earlier today.
It's a very kind of prevalent issue. There could be, you know, more than half a million young carers in the UK, actually, because I think the official figures underreport it. What it is it's very hidden. Kids don't like talking about the fact that they're caring for someone in their family. Parents often don't like discussing the fact that they're dependent on their children to get by. And so it gets underreported in the statistics, but it's just a hidden aspect of people's lives, which is why I wanted to write about it.
A rich topic when you start delving into it. It seems to impact on young people's education, social life, relationships, the work they can do. And Distortion, your own work there, is that inspired by your experiences at all?
Partly. My brother and I were young carers, so I wanted to write something that I wish I had when I was a young carer to sort of help me realize that I wasn't on my own in it, and that I shouldn't have felt so guilty, for instance, about falling short. So yeah, it's not really based on my own experiences, but it's prompted by my own experiences. It's the kind of book that I wish existed when I was younger. I think it would have helped me a lot to just cope better.
It strikes me that looking at identity and who you are and how you have to juggle who you are depending on the environments that you find yourself in, caring or at school or trying to get a job or trying to impress someone that you want to be intimate with, that's something that young people are facing all the time, whether they're carers or not.
True. And so one of the things that I've tried to do with the book is look not only at how the protagonist, the main character, is distorted by the parent-child role reversal. He's the sole carer for a sick mother, but also how he's distorted by social media, how that is kind of how his distorted life is sort of further warped by the effects of social media and search engines and particularly those recommended ads, because his search history is informed by the fact that he spends so much of his time searching for information for his mother or about his mother's illness to help him cope better and to help him care better. But obviously, we know how the internet works. That all gets fed back to us in terms of recommended advertising, recommended stories on your social media feeds, and that effectively creates kind of feedback. So it goes beyond the issue of young carers, but it felt like if I was going to look at how social media and search engines distort our sense of self and our view of the world and our view of ourselves, it would be interesting to look at someone whose life was already pretty twisted.
Yeah, I'm just imagining someone whose your feed is just full of adverts for incontinence pads and things. You know,
That's basically kind of, yeah, exactly. It also exacerbates his feelings of guilt at not being there enough and not doing enough, which is something that a lot of young carers have to grapple with, guilt kind of on steroids.
So on Saturday, you're speaking alongside Michael Donker, who's author of Hold. That's a different novel, but dealing with the theme of caring. What exactly are you expecting to be happening on Saturday evening?
Well, I'm hoping that we'll be able to discuss some of the complexities, the emotional complexity and the psychological complexity that's involved when people are engaged in caring roles. I think that Michael's book, which is fantastic, looks in particular at how people who are in caring roles often kind of develop a new kind of alter ego to help them cope. And I'd quite like to kind of talk to him more about that, because that's something that I've looked at with my book as well. The protagonist has different online identities, you know, to help him manage, because it can be very lonely, and carers tend to sort of cut off aspects of themselves, and then those aspects sort of reemerge. Technology allows those aspects to reemerge, but I'd be keen to talk to Michael about that aspect in particular, because it's really brilliantly captured in his book, where two girls who are engaged in caring roles themselves, they advise each other to sort of take on a new persona in which you actually love doing this, and that's a way to cope.
So finally, how did you feel when you found out you were going to be at the Brighton Festival and you sort of saw yourself in, you know, the imprint, the name and the details of the event?
Really thrilled. The whole point of doing this book, and this was a really difficult book to write. I mean, it took me 11 years and because I was dealing with a lot of difficult stuff in order to make it as honest and as possible. To have an event built around the issue that I was trying to raise awareness about was brilliant. I mean, there are a lot of people who've been raising awareness about the plight of young carers, and it just feels good to be able to add to that. And there's another thing that I'm hoping from Saturday's event is, you know, with literature and films, you know how we can know things on like an intellectual level, like we know that we shouldn't feel guilty, we know that this isn't our fault, X, Y, and Z, but you can know that in your head, but you don't really know it in your bones. And one of the things about literature, film, and art is that you can kind of try and get that kind of information into people's bones rather than just their heads. And I'm hoping that Saturday will also give us a chance to do that.
Acts of Care, with readings by Gautam Mankani and fellow author Michael Donker from their respective novels, will be followed by a discussion led by journalist and critic Anita Sethi. The event is taking place 8 p.m. on Saturday at Brighton and Hove High School, and Gautam Mankani talking there earlier to Rebecca Sandals by Skype.